We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That game is not over
yet,
dude.
The game is over.
I get it. It's 7-0.
It's over.
The Blue Jays
only
have...
Only the Yankees blow 7-run leads to the Angels, and the Mets blow 9-run leads to...
Touché.
Was it the Phillies? Who came back 9-0
Mets? The Washington Nationals.
The Nationals.
But the Mets did win the game, in fairness.
That's true.
All I'm saying
this game is a wrap.
While it's unlikely the Blue Jays will come back, if there is an offense capable of coming back...
It's a wrap.
It would be the Blue Jays.
Evan, it's a wrap.
It's likely
now,
a wrap.
Here's the reality. If the Mets can somehow get their heads out of their proverbial asses and beat Boston tonight, that would make Boston 87-66. Okay?
And if the Yankees win, they go into the series one game back.
Yes. If the Yankees win, they go
reasonable.
Into the series one game
and what
back.
That means
if you win two out of three,
bang,
you're tied. Now you don't have to sweep them, although a sweep would be preferable.
That's the issue. If you don't get that help, being two games back, the only way you could tie or surpass Boston is by sweeping them at Fenway Park.
And this is everything I wanted in September, was it not?
For the...
I told you back in June.
Yes.
I go, in September, I want every single game to be you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. Because now it's like, what's today, Wednesday? I got nothing else to do tonight.
Well,
right?
Can I? Well, you
take out the garbage, wash the. No. I got to watch the Yankees tonight. I got to keep half an eyeball on my phone and watching little dots run around the bases to see what happens in the
game. I agree with you, but. Do you care to answer, or do you have a theory on why the attendance has been so bad this weekend?
The attendance where?
At Yankee Stadium.
At Yankee Stadium? The attendance is fantastic.
They announced 23,000 last night, which
all
is for the Yankees.
All those people getting ready for Halloween dressed up like empty seats.
Is that what it is?
It was pretty bad.
You know, and I'm curious because it is a pennant race, and the Yankees generally don't have pennant races because they usually have a spot wrapped up. And yet, I know the Texas Rangers are a very unappealing team. I'd be the first to admit
part of it. That's by the way, if this were the Mets, I would rip them. So I'm going to do the same to the Yankees.
Oh, look at that.
Because it's embarrassing. But here's what happened. The Yankee fans got so...
Spoiled,
yes.
Yeah.
They're playing a team that you have no interest in. They didn't get the job done against the Indians over the weekend. They foobarred the Orioles series. And let's be fair about it. There are a lot of, I don't want to say fair weather, but...
Just say it then.
Fair weather sensitive Yankee fans who gave up.
Yeah.
And
or
decided,
don't like this team.
Well, this team now, it's over. Oh, what are we going to do
now?
Well,
it's why it's funny.
They're not good enough to win a World Series, therefore, I'm not going to a game against the Rangers on a Wednesday night.
I love pennant races, and what you described earlier, I agree with. Like, checking the scores.
It's awesome.
It really is.
This is the only time baseball's awesome all year.
Well, I disagree with that part, but fine. I love pennant races. But for the Yankee fan, being in a pennant race is a massive disappointment. The expectation was... You're ready for the postseason, whether you've won the division or the wild card spot is wrapped up, because in years past, that's what it's been. So as exciting as this race is,
it's awesome.
It's a disappointment that you're in it.
Did you hear who the New York Mets have made an offer to come join the team for the final 10 days? 10 games, pardon me.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Yankees got, what's his name back last night?
Luis Severino. And they're
the
getting
Yankees
Domingo
got Severino
Herman back
last
tonight.
Night. Two innings, good ball.
Yep.
Domingo Herman. The Yankees are suddenly getting healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe too late, but they're suddenly getting healthy.
It's not too late. They're going to be tied with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it's not too
it's
late
It's up
at all.
To them. If they win their games, they make the playoffs.
Yeah. So the New York Mets have apparently, this comes directly from Steve Cohen. They have made an offer to Conor McGregor to join their pitching staff.
Jesus.
I don't know if you saw Conor McGregor last night.
I have a theory.
But the MMA star tried to throw a first pitch of a game and literally almost took out the mascot.
I have a theory about Conor McGregor. I'm curious if you share this.
Okay.
He tanked it.
No, he didn't tank it.
He did.
Not on purpose.
Conor McGregor is an attention whore.
No.
And so he knew, I can join Baba Booey, I can join 50 Cent, I can get all this attention.
No.
Conor McGregor tanked it last night.
He's an Irish fighter who never threw a ball in his life before.
I disagree. If you look at the way he was throwing a baseball, it wasn't that ugly. He knew what he was doing, and he fired it to get attention, and suckers like you bought in, you're a sucker.
I tell you what he reminded me of. Watching Cody Decker throw the ball. There's a lot of that. Don't tell him, but he reminded me, size-wise, too. You know, little guy, no accuracy. That's what he reminded me of. And a guy that could kick my ass. Cody Decker's in the building. What's up, Code?
Oh, you know, I'm living the dream just hearing about how terrible I was at baseball. Man, it's really great.
But you can kick his ass.
This guy's ass or Conor McGregor?
Dude, just because you lift weights doesn't mean you can fight.
Let's find out.
You can't do both, but I'm suggesting they're mutually exclusive items. I know a lot of dudes who lift weights. You know what it makes them good at? Lifting weights.
It made me really good at hitting homers. So, like, it gave me a lot of things. So, probably, I could probably also kick your ass, too.
How many minor league home runs did you have?
210.
And none in the pros?
Oh, well, you know, it was a little busy. I was too busy making all the records in AAA. They couldn't bring me up all the time, baby.
Is there a reason you didn't hit any major league home runs?
Yeah, I never got any at-bats, man. I got one call-up, I got one start, and the rest were all pinch
hit. You started a single
game.
For one franchise.
For the San Diego Padres at Dodger Stadium.
How many major league plate appearances do you have?
I have 10 plate appearances.
Yeah, me through, for a guy who's an unfortunate career AAA player, what was that, like, walk me through that day. Did you wake up knowing you were going to start, or did they skip tell you at the ballpark?
They told me it was my third week in the show. Dave Roberts comes up to me in the clubhouse. He was the bench coach at San Diego at the time. He looks at me. He's like, hey, Deck, it's Cody Decker Day. You're in there today. I'm like, great. I haven't played in 4 weeks. What are you expecting out of me?
Right.
And that was how the best part was every time I got a pinch hit at bat, which was, you know, once every 2 weeks. They'd be like, hey, Deck, when was the last time you had a bat? I said, 3 weeks ago. I'm like, okay, well, Madison Bumgarner's got a no-hitter in the eighth inning, so good luck. And that was my, like, one at-bat for 2 weeks. And they're like, man, you can't handle this level. I'm like, what? Let me play for five days.
Who started the game you started? The opposing starting pitcher,
Alex,
do you remember?
Alex Wood, who's good. Very good. Left-handed.
Jerky, wind up. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm great. My one start is against a weird, funky lefty who I can't really tell what he's doing. Just elbows coming your way.
Yeah, when you look back in your career, like, I believe there's a lot of athletes who just didn't get the chance, or else they might have become, I'm not saying Hall of Famers, but really good pros in all sports, right? Like, you hear the Kurt Warner story. You hear stories about, like, John Starks for the Knicks. You know, Dennis Rodman, guys like that, who someone did give him a chance. When you look back, do you think there's a reason you didn't get the shot to become an everyday major leaguer?
Yeah, but it's not necessarily because of me or even because of the San Diego Padres.
Just situation?
It was just bad timing. When I was with the Padres, I had five different general managers in 7 years. I had three owners and somehow only one manager in Bud Black. No idea what he had on everybody there, but he survived everything at that point. But like, it was weird, man. It was just every time a new front office guy would come in, he would determine I'm not his guy and they'd bring in someone else. The first they brought in Anthony Rizzo to play above me, and then they brought in Yonder Alonso to play above me, then Yasmani Grandal to play above me, and it was just, you just stay there at AAA and you keep breaking all our records and you just enjoy yourself.
So there's got to be a part of you that loves, even though it's different management now, that the Padres are collapsing, that they're a bunch of,
you know,
collapsers.
At the end of the day, they were the only team that actually let me call myself
so
a big leaguer.
So you have, like, loyalty to them in a weird way.
Weirdly, yeah. Even it was more like an abusive relationship that I just dealt with.
It's like the first girl that let you sleep with her, but she berated you while you were doing
it. Yeah, and I've just worshipped her ever since. And
like,
it's,
you're
been
thankful
embarrassed
for the opportunity.
So how did
you made me feel like,
so how did you learn about my marriage?
I hear you loud and clear. By the way, Cody will be at the Comedy Show tomorrow night, and his wife is performing. Jen is performing, and she can speak for herself, but if you are a sports fan, A, you'll probably know Jen, and B, you like the content of the act for tomorrow night. Is that a fair way to put it?
I think that's an extremely fair way to put it.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. You have to be there to hear what the act is, but you could probably put two and two together and take a guess. I told Evan the last thing I want for the Mets is to bring in Billy Bean and
Bob Melvin.
Because it's so tired and old. Like, isn't there new blood we can find? What would your take be on a team like the Mets bringing guys like that in?
Listen, they're tried and true guys. They seem to keep winning. Yes, they don't have quite the World Series track record that I think Mets fans would like to see. But at the end of the day, what is the Mets World Series track record at this point? So honestly, these guys that constantly go to playoffs every year on a minuscule budget, and you put a Stephen Cohen behind him with that type of money, you never know what you're going to get out of that. And when you say new blood, you have new blood. His name is Luis Rojas, and it's not going well.
Right.
Now, do you believe him, Cody? I mean, Craig, because that's what I was trying to tell you.
I knew
but because he's
that.
Got a prettier face and bigger muscles, you're going to say,
you Cody, I agree with you, Dad.
I don't
that
agree
was
with him. I think it'd be the dumbest thing that Mets could
why
do.
Why would hiring competence?
Because I'm so tired of the old,
yeah, but it's
same
competence.
Old.
You say old. I say competent.
Meanwhile, I know you're pumped up because your Vegas Raiders are 2-0.
I can't believe it. I'm going to enjoy it while I can.
Remember this. They were 2-0 last year. They finished 8-8.
Thank you. Thank you for ruining whatever fun I was just having.
Well, are we going to have fun tomorrow night? Like, is it game time tomorrow night? Are we dropping all the, we're drinking, having a good time?
I'm
right?
having a good time, man. I'm looking forward to meeting some of your listeners and just having a blast. And I can't wait for them to tell me how terrible I was at baseball, too. I'm fired up. And they're like, hey, you played for the Mets. You were stuck in AAA with the Mets. You suck. And you're right.
Were you in Vegas with Alonzo or no?
No, Alonzo came the next year. I was in Vegas with Dom Smith. I was there with Nimmo.
So I was their first year in Vegas, right?
I think
when
it was
they had
first
the weird stadium there.
Terrible
too, right?
Stadium. It was called Cashman Park. I think I played 5 games. I didn't homer out of there, though.
Yeah, like it was impossible to hit a home run in that park.
But I did every time, mainly because I'm jacked.
Let me see.
Yeah, these old things, these didn't happen by themselves, man.
All right.
I feel good.
I can tell you're intimidated by those muscles,
the other day,
Craig.
You put out that video. I swear to God, you popped a hemorrhoid trying to do that. Was it a deadlift?
It was a deadlift.
It's like a 575-pound deadlift. And I didn't know it was him at first. I'm like, what clown is that? Barry, you're trying to pick this weight up, literally squeezing out every blood from every orifice he's got.
It worked, though. It got it done. And, yeah, maybe I blew out an O-ring.
575?
575, 2 reps. Sorry about it.
Was that your record? Is that your record?
That is now my. It was 585. I don't want to cut myself off 10 pounds.
Record.
I didn't want to cut myself off 10 pounds.
585.
Damn.
And what do you think you could deadlift?
50? I don't know.
I want to be honest with you.
By the way, I know you got to run to do an MLB thing, but he's performing tomorrow night as well.
I can't wait, and I hear you're going on right after Jen.
Yes, he
good
is.
Luck.
I know. You really set me up to fail there, Craig.
Well,
appreciate
my
it, pal.
Suggestion, just
thanks,
so you
man.
Know, yeah. I said you should go on before Jen.
Right.
I was told today you're going on after Jen. So the crowd is going to be amped.
So is that a good thing or is that not?
She's a pro. She knows what she's doing.
Right. So then what's the problem?
There's no
that I'm not going to be as funny? Newsflash, I'm not going to be as funny.
No, there's no problem. But I will be videotaping it because Aaron Boone said he wants it immediately.
Listen, all I've got to do, and sometimes I've succeeded at this, sometimes I haven't, is I just got to last a minute. And I think I'll be able to pull it off, and then we call it a day. That's it. All right,
60 seconds.
That's it.
If there's one thing we know Evan could do, it's last a minute.
That's it.
Bingo.
Nailed
all I'm
it.
Trying to do,
yes.
man.
Or less.
Maybe.
All right, well, it's good seeing you, man.
You too, man. Thanks for having me.
Cody's going to be over at MLB coming up, but good to have him here. And he and Jen will be at the show tomorrow night. I'll get you during the break. Cody Decker. You never met Cody before, right?
First time I've had the honor.
I was at his bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Were you?
He does have some guns, though. Huh?
Of course.
Shut up with that.
Of course he could kick your ass. You know that.
Yeah, but I've said this many times. Yes, I'm not saying he can't. Like, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I bruise like a grape. That being said, lifting weights doesn't make you a good fighter.
All right. You know, I love
it
when
doesn't.
You... Fair enough. You're totally
it
right.
It makes you good at lifting weights.
You're so right, Craig. I love when you say stuff that I can go back, I don't know, 25 minutes and question you about. So you're saying... Just because you lift weights and you have big muscles doesn't mean you kick someone's ass.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You insinuated to Pete Alonso that he wants no part of Giancarlo Stanton.
I did.
Why?
No, what I really...
Why?
I was really referencing that Francisco and Javi didn't want it, and he was going to have to be the third man in.
Okay.
But I did insinuate it.
Why'd you insinuate that? Because Giancarlo's got big muscles, right? Because he lifts a lot of weight.
Someone hypocritical of me.
Oh, you think?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Fair.
I love when it doesn't even, I don't have to even go back an hour to call you out on something you said. I love it.
Why do you listen so much?
I listen to what you say. Sue me. I apologize.
Meanwhile, Aaron Judge said after Stanton hit that home run last night, Big G, he hits it about the hardest I've ever seen in the game. And I heard one, I don't know which announcer it was, Because I don't think it was John and Susan that I can recall, but someone said, I think that ball might have just killed someone.
I mean, I thought it did. Like, that home run by Giancarlo was ridiculous. And you want to hear something that could be considered interesting? It's up to you. When Stanton and Judge both hit a home run in the same game, the Yankees win.
Yeah.
Like 15-1, something it's crazy something like legit. That. Yeah, they just flat out win.
And real quick, Robert Saleh says he's getting advice now on how to make his wide receivers more productive. So the question is, well, who called Robert Saleh up to give him tips on how to coach their receivers so that they're a bigger part of the offense for Zach Wilson?
Bill Parcells.
It was not Bill Parcells, amazingly enough. Nope.
Huh.
Was not even someone in football.
Interesting.
How about that? Robert Saleh got a phone call from his mom. Now, imagine his mom's followed his whole career, as moms do. So she probably knows maybe more football than the average 60-plus-year-old woman. I think that's
is that what you think?
Probably a fair statement to make.
Is it a fair statement to make?
Yeah, like I think if you have a son in football, you probably watch more football than the average
gal.
Do you
think she knows how many yards it takes to get a first down?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That being said, his mom called him up and said, listen, you're not doing a good job with the wide receivers.
Well, and gave him
pointers as to what to do better.
Was it activate Denzel Mims?
I swear to God, I hope it was.
So do I.
I hope it was. I do say this real quick, and I think you'd agree with me on this. It's a very small little sample size. But Elijah Moore looks like an NFL receiver. Is that a fair statement?
I thought Denzel Mims looked like an NFL receiver last year.
Can you just answer the question I put out there?
Yes, he does.
Thank you.
Did Denzel Mims look like an
NFL? I think Denzel looked like one last year.
That's my point.
Yeah, yeah. But okay.
You're right. I took a negative to your positive, and that's wrong, and I need to be better at accepting the rare positives that we get. So you're right. Let me try that again. Craig, Elijah Moore looks like an NFL receiver.
There you go. Evan, you did a decent job with your stand-up routine tonight.
Thank you, Craig.
See?
Oh.
There you go.
Do you think you're going to say that?
No. I'm going to applaud you for the effort, though, because it takes balls to
do
it.
That's all I'm looking for.
I'm laying it out there. For whatever people think about being a performer, being on the radio, doing what we do for a living, it is a different set of stones to go on stage, live studio audience, with the goal being, make me laugh, clown.
Yes.
It's a whole different ballgame.
You're right.
And you're going to do it, and I've got just the whiskey to help you get there.
Thanks, pal.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
There's a really strange news headline that's out there right now.
Your laugh worries me.
I don't mean to laugh because it's a disgusting story.
Is it?
But it's a strange headline. So there's like, you know, so there's a headline, and then there's a sub-headline of a story in a newspaper?
Yes, I'm aware.
So the headline is, accused cannibal gets prison time. Well, it seems reasonable.
Seems like a cannibal should go to prison. Yes, okay.
The guy's a cannibal and we caught him. Seems like that's the kind of person
I'm actually really afraid of what the next line's going to be.
It seems like that's the kind of person you kind of want to put away, no?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the sub-headline. Removed volunteers' balls.
Jeez.
You gotta read the story.
Of
don't
course,
you?
Did you read the story?
Of course, I read the story.
So is it the way?
And I wish I had it.
Is it the way it sounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I thought the headline was, you know, I don't know what that like. I got the headline,
right?
But in my head, I'm like, no, it's like, no way,
right?
Right? Cannibal and balls in a sentence is not usually a good story.
Special balls.
Yeah, thank you, Susan. So I decided to read it. All right. Here's the man charged with illegally. Now, there's going to be one key word here, Evan, and I want you to help me out here, okay? Uh-huh. The man charged with illegally removing a volunteer's balls.
How can you legally remove a volunteer's balls?
Well, isn't the key word volunteer? Someone signed up.
Yeah. So someone volunteered to have them removed?
Right. He didn't go to Tennessee.
Someone was in the newspaper, in the wanted, or the wanted ads, they're like, oh, cannibal looking for volunteer's balls.
Oh, jeez.
And said, sounds like something I might want to do. No? Like, the key word in that sentence is volunteer.
What were they volunteering to do?
The man charged with illegally removing a volunteer's balls and then allegedly announcing his plan to eat them.
Is it possible that the volunteer volunteered for something different?
The guy's a cannibal.
I know. I'm just kidding. Maybe it was something slightly
different. I'm sure
the
ad said cannibal looking for balls. Right? You don't show up with a can of tennis balls. You just show up. Maybe that's, I'm here.
Maybe that's how the person
took it. How am I getting paid? Venmo or cash? Anyway, yeah, I got 12 years.
12 years. More than that.
Huh?
He should get more than that.
He got 12 years.
He took some poor volunteers, you know what?
The victim was 28 years old. He was willing to be castrated. Signed up for it. Had no problem with it. And that's what happened.
So then how is it? Hold on. I'm a little
By
confused
the way,
there.
He had five other clients signed up for the same procedure.
So then what's the illegal aspect of it? I guess it's still illegal.
I think it's
boy.
The eating of it.
Oh, that's the part, illegal that's part.
Yeah, plus he's probably not a doctor.
Right.
I'm sure it wasn't the most sanitary right. thing considering it happened in Oklahoma.
So if you agree to let me remove your, you know,
I see what it is now.
There are some things you can't volunteer.
There were young men who identified as women who were signing up for gender reassignment surgery.
Okay. Well, that's a completely different thing.
They didn't know that the guy wanted to eat them.
Yeah, okay.
They just knew the guy was willing to perform the operation, and they didn't have the money to go to a real doctor.
Right, right.
Little did they know that he was going to castrate them and then have lunch.
Right. Jeez.
But how do you not read that? Like, that's clickbait. I get it. But I had to read it.
Of course. Well, it worked.
I apologize.
It baited you in.
Yeah, I had to read it.
Look, there is certain clickbait that works. Like, let's admit it. We call it clickbait, but you still click on it and want to get every detail of it.
Yeah.
And you have fell victim to it.
Yeah. No, I did all right. Six people signed up for that, though.
Yeah, but that's not really... If he's duping people into thinking he's a doctor...
Yeah, that's different.
I think volunteer is not really the right word.
I agree. I would not use that word.
They volunteered to go to a doctor,
right.
Or they were fooled and lied to.
Yeah, the way it sounds off the top is, what do you want to do on a Saturday night? Yeah, remove my ball.
Right, how much are you offering?
Once you see this guy,
yeah.
First off, it's a little like hut in the woods of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You didn't go to like Presbyterian,
right?
And when I show you the guy,
oh my God.
Even if it was in a four-story building and not a hut in the woods of Oklahoma, you're letting that guy castrate you while he's got butter in a pan sizzling?
Like, the butter in the pan would have given it away.
To be fair, the ruler next to him really makes the picture seem a bit worse than...
Well, that's his mugshot.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
No, that doesn't make it worse. He already looks like a freak. I don't know. The measuring thing means nothing.
I feel bad for
I'm looking at that face. I'm running as soon as I see
it. Like, maybe today's not the day to become Shelly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just saying.
I thought you were going to say the prison hired him to run the kitchen.
No, but he might. He might at some point. I don't know. Here is Jimmy on the Fan, Carton and Roberts. Jimmy, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Craigie?
Hi, Jimmy. How are you? What's good? You all right?
I'm good. I was wondering, are you a Mitch Hedberg fan? I thought you were teasing a little something with the 13 and the letter B on the Boston hat.
No, I happen to be a fan of the late Mitch Hedberg, but I don't know if he did a joke about that. I'm unaware of it.
He did. It was about the 13th floor being unlucky.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then he said, in an elevator, yeah. And then he said, if you think 13 is unlucky, then the letter B should be, because it looks like a swept up 13.
I know some of his material going back. Like, I know the Pringles joke about tennis balls. I know his banana joke about, so he was like a Stephen Wright type deadpan comic, Evan, who was really brilliant at his stuff and obviously died. Oh, so it's got to be 10 years easy at this point.
17 years ago.
It was 17.
He died like 2004, 2005.
Yeah, he was a really brilliant comedian and obviously had some demons that he lost to. But I was a fan of his, yes. He has a famous joke where he says, he had a lot of, it was like all one-liners kind of, but he said, someone asked me if I wanted a frozen banana. And I said, no, but I took it because I might want to eat it later. Like, stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, deadpan humor, but one after the other. But, yeah, he died. Is it 17 years?
I think it was 04 and 05. Yeah. I remember when he passed away, and it was that long ago.
He was a very talented comedian. John's in Wayne, New Jersey on the Fan. Yo, Big John, what's good?
McMonagle, Little Anthony, Carton, and Roberts. Oh, yeah.
There you go. That might be the new team at some point.
Yeah, there you go. Billy Bean and then Robert Zaitis, if I could.
Go.
First, Evan, tell me if you agree with this. A baseball general manager, I know Craig's going to kill me for this, but his goal is not to win the World Series. His goal is to construct a team for a large sample. So his goal really is to win the division. As far as when you get into the playoffs, every number will show you it's a huge crapshoot and really can't be put on the GM. If he builds a team specifically for the playoffs, that team's not going to make it.
Right. I think the only thing I mostly agree with you that 162 is the sample size. You got to get to the playoffs before you win. But I think sometimes you could identify your team and say, maybe we're not built for the playoffs. Maybe we've got to change things about our makeup. That doesn't hurt us over the course of 162, but better positions us to win in the postseason.
Right.
I mean, listen, the GM's job in every sport is to build a team good enough to win.
So if you believe that, Craig, then how are you sitting here ridiculing Billy Bean's tenure?
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
He's won nothing.
I'm
you said that. Your
I don't
words.
Want Billy Bean here.
Why?
Because he's won nothing.
That's what I...
Okay. Yeah, that's why I don't want him here.
Right.
I just, you know, I'm a new blood kind of dude.
Jesus.
I get fed up with kind of a lot of times.
Then not fire just, Brian Cashman.
To be fair, that's fine if you want to fire.
Why?
Fire.
You don't want to, though.
I
that's
don't
what
want
I
fire.
Don't understand. You're not consistent with what you're trying
I
to say.
I am not. When you go out and you replace somebody.
Oh, that's okay. So it's only when you replace somebody.
I'm a new blood cat. I'm a new blood guy.
Do you think the Yankees should get new blood if they miss the playoffs? They've had the same general manager since 1998, 1 year after Billy Bean took over. They've had the same GM. Let's just try to be consistent. You want to get rid of Cashman?
No.
Do you want the Mets to hire Billy Bean?
No.
Okay.
I can't be more consistent than that.
No,
I'm unwavering on that.
No, you're
I think
reasoning,
it's pretty clear that I'm a man of principle.
Your reasoning is wildly inconsistent.
Well, I mean, Cashman's won something.
Right. He hasn't won something in 12 years.
Well, that is a fair point. I can't argue that.
At what point then you tell me the year then, Craig. Maybe it's not now. At what point do you say you haven't been to a World Series in 09, I'm moving on? Give me the year.
Next year.
Okay, next year.
I give him one more year.
All right, so
one more year to get it right.
This is breaking news.
Yeah.
Craig Carton will call for the job of Brian Cashman.
After
next year. If the New York Yankees do not reach the World Series in 2021 or 2022.
Reach the World Series.
I'm lowering it for you. I'm not even saying win the World Series. I'm saying reach the World Series.
I'm your Huckleberry, yes.
Write it down.
So here's what I would
Save
do.
Save it, C-Mac.
I'm not sure Cashman's current contract status beyond this year. I assume he's got one. But I know Boone doesn't. I would say to both of them, one-year deals. One-year deal. That's what it is.
So you will, on this radio station, if we're somehow still doing a show together, maybe you're doing it with Aaron Boone. That'll be hilarious.
I would like to do
that.
When
you're calling for Cash's job with Aaron sitting to your right.
Booney, Cashman's got to go, no?
You're damn right he does. You are calling for Cashman's job if the Yankees are not in the World Series by 2022.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Yes, I think at that point it would be time to move on.
Okay.
Yep. I'm in. Write it down. Mark the date. Put it in your little pad.
5:50 Wednesday, September 27th.
And by the way, I give Boone the same opportunity to come back for another year and get it right.
Okay.
Because I don't forget the fact that in Boone's first 2 years, the New York Yankees won over 100 games, went to an ALCS, went to an ALDS. I don't forget that.
Yeah,
so the fact that they may not get there this year, and odds are certainly against them today of getting there, should not minimize the fact that he will be 3 out of 4 years getting to the ALDS, one of those years to
see. The question I'd have to the two parties, you happen to be a keep Aaron Boone guy, so here's my question for you. Yep. You're keeping the GM, you're keeping the manager. What are you going to do differently? What are you going to do about it? The old Clint Capela line.
I love it, and I've got an answer.
For next year,
now,
what are you going to do?
We're not going to go over specific players today because that's stupid to do today. We still have 10 games
totally
to go.
Totally agree. They could still make the playoffs.
However,
they could still win the World Series.
Conceptually, we can have a bit of a convo without getting into the weeds of what position, what player, blah, blah, blah.
Because you agree that something significant has to happen.
And I'll tell you what it is.
Okay,
and
good.
To me, it's a very easy thing. And by the way, to be fair, I feel this way about both franchises.
Go ahead.
The number shouldn't matter. And what I mean by that is the salary cap does not exist. The luxury tax does not exist.
So you want the Yankees to spend big. That's fine.
You got to spend smart, obviously.
You want them to
do
big things.
But I do not want to be hamstrung by... Was it 202? Is that the number? Whatever it is, right?
Well, we don't know because the CBA runs out in December
1st. Okay, well, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Whatever
it is. Because it could be 180 for all we know.
Yeah, I don't care what it is.
You want the Yankees to spend. That's your point.
And I say this for the Mets, too, but since you asked me about the Yankees, go this offseason, the amount of money, and I'm not saying spend $500, obviously, but the luxury tax, I don't want to hear the two words.
Fair enough. And I don't think you will. But I think that's a fair answer because the point is going to be this. If the Yankees don't make the playoffs, something big needs to happen. Now, for those who say get rid of Boone, my question to them is a very simple one. Who do you think you're replacing him with that's so different?
And why do you minimize the success he had his first, forget about last year because of 60, whatever. His first 2 years, the guy went over 100 games. Like, and he went to an ALCS, an ALDS, didn't get to the World Series.
Well,
fine.
There's an answer
but how
to that.
Do you, but
I'll tell you why.
You can't minimize
I'm
going to
tell
that.
You why. Eventually, what Rex Ryan did in 9 and 10 didn't matter anymore. Took a while, but eventually, because I used to do it on the radio, I think you did too, we would cite, well, they went to back-to-back title games. Eventually, that runs out.
Maybe.
The New York Yankees last year, I know it's a weird year. I get
Are
it.
Are you going to judge Boone on this year and forget about the other two full seasons?
What about last year?
I'm wiping last
they
year.
They got knocked out in the first round.
I don't count last year for
well,
anything.
We have to count it. We can't just
it didn't
ignore
exist.
It.
It didn't exist.
We can't.
But it didn't exist.
It did exist.
But I'm not going to forget the first two. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Because I think it's stupid to do
But
that.
You're still talking about this season.
The guy won more games in his first 2 years as Yankee manager than
Craig,
any manager
Craig,
they've ever
I'm
had.
I'm not arguing against you about Aaron Boone. My point to anyone who wants to get rid of him is it's not the elixir. Like, honestly, if they get rid of Aaron Boone, fine. Right. I just don't think it's the game changer that some people think it is.
So we're on, this,
we're sort
we're
of
on the same page for different reasons. Fair enough.
Sort of.
You don't say, if you get rid of Boone, who's the answer that's better?
No, here's where we completely agree. We agree that something about this roster is going to need to change.
Yes.
And your answer is go spend big. Go make a monster offer for Max Scherzer. Go sign Trevor Story. Just throwing those names out in general, I haven't given enough thought. You're saying, you're admitting, I can't just run it back.
Correct.
And I agree with you about that.
All right, so look at us.
We do.
Peas in a pod.
The manager thing, I got to be honest with you, it just is overrated. Like, I just think we would waste so much time debating something.
Let me ask you a quick
question. Go ahead.
Yankee manager or cannibal in Oklahoma doing castrations?
I don't know how to answer that. How do I answer that? What's more overrated?
Yeah, which is more overrated?
What's rated higher? And
I mean, a lot
be?
Of people got in line for this guy to castrate him.
I'm going to go with the castration,
Bob. I
wonder
what his Yelp reviews were.
Did he have any?
Who knows? Here's Ed and Orange on the Fan. Yo, Eddie, what's up?
What's up, fellas? I got a quick question for Evan, and then I'll just hang up and listen.
Sure.
Would he be the seventh guy in line to see the guy in Oklahoma if it guaranteed that the Jets and Mets both won a championship?
Great question. You've already had two beautiful children, blessed to you. Would you have been the seventh guy in line for castration if you got a double dipper? Met World Series win, New York Jets Super Bowl win. Your balls are on the mantle.
I think the line has finally been hit.
You say no to that?
Yeah, I don't think I can do that.
Huh.
First of all, you never know with the kids.
All right.
I'm not your age. You never know.
Right. You may be raising a Unabomber.
What? That has nothing to
you
do with
it. You don't know. Someone's raising them.
No, I mean you never know with the kids that maybe we're not done.
No, I'm saying, but like, so you could also have Jeffrey Dahmer living in a crib
first
right now.
All, that's
in your house.
That's not happening.
How do you know? You think the Dahmers thought they were raising Jeffrey Dahmer?
Well, I think that parenting has a lot to do with it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's assume it does, and let's assume for your sake you're not.
I assume I'm a good enough parent that I'm not raising.
See you later,
that.
SNY. We're out. Peace. Go.
I just don't think A, I could give up on that, and B, it's just too painful and disgusting. Like, I'd do a lot for a championship. You could push this envelope in a far weird way, but I think you started off, or at least our last caller started off, in a way in that I can't lose my boys.
Let me ask you a question. When the Dahmers went to meet the teacher night, and the teacher goes, "How's Jeffrey?"
Right.
Like, what did the parents say?
Do you think that early on there was indications?
Yes.
Well, there you
I
go.
I always do.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't think that you go from being a fun kid who gets invited to all the house parties to a kid that's dismembering
right.
people.
Right. So I have enough.
Or eating them for lunch.
I have enough hope in myself. I think you have enough hope in yourself that you're not raising that.
So you want to have more kids is what I'm hearing.
No, I didn't say that.
No, yeah, you did.
I didn't say that.
Does your wife know?
The point is...
I was asking, because you're like, I don't want to give up my boys without getting more boys.
Well, okay, I'll give you an example. Some men and women have an elective surgery to say, we're done.
Yes.
Right?
Vasectomies.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we're not doing that. Okay. It doesn't mean we're planning another kid, but I haven't...
Wait till you have four. You might want to think about it.
Well, we'll have that conversation then. Sure. If this caller calls up in 7 more years, I have 0 more titles, and we're definitely done with kids. Who knows? Maybe I'll say yes. But in this moment...
I would do the procedure for you.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass.
I stayed in the Holiday Express last night, so I'm all good to go.
I mean, the guy, in fairness to our caller...
Yeah,
he offered me both championships.
He did give you both, which was the amount he had to give you for you to consider.
I mean, he didn't give me just one. He gave me both. He gave me the Mets and the Jets. Now, he could have gone all three and really gone with it and said, I gave you the Nets, too. And by the way, they better freaking win.
Hey, how much money do you think the Portland State head coach, football coach, makes to be the head coach at Portland State? 100 grand, maybe?
Less than Aaron Boone. More than Aaron Boone.
What's Aaron Boone making? Kidding. Half a million?
I have no idea what Aaron
He's
makes.
Probably making 100 grand, I'm thinking. It's not a major
I would say
score,
like
right?
a buck 50.
That dude just picked up a beer tab for all the fans that attended their game this past week. I don't know why that is. Maybe there's an issue with that. I don't know the whole story. But no joke, he's like, beers are on me. So everyone drank. So they gave him a tab for it.
That was the story. He's like, come to the game, beer's on me.
Okay, so that was how he incentivized you going.
Correct.
But he's a man of his word.
Yes.
So
wow.
Everybody that went to the game, I guess he told the concession, the Aramarks or whatever, Delaware North of the world, it's whatever it is, just
what
I'll give you my credit card.
What the hell
was
that bill?
$14,448.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, that I would do. If you're telling me... championship parade for any of the three big teams I root for, the Islanders are a distant fourth, I would do a tabs on me for drinks. I'd agree to that.
At one particular bar.
At one particular
bar. You wouldn't say for the borough.
Let's say, pick the team. Jets, Mets, or Nets. Your pick. Go ahead. Pick a team.
Jets.
Jets win the Super Bowl. I would 100% say, all right, we're all meeting at pick the bar near the Canyon of Heroes. It's on Craig and I. I'd totally do that.
Well, how did I get involved?
Because we're partners.
I ain't got $7,000, $224.
And we're Jet fans.
We are Jet fans.
So it's on
we
us.
We might be crazy enough to do that.
See, if you picked the Nets, I wouldn't have said it's on Craig and I. I would
That's
have said it's
point.
Me. I got you. You picked the Jets, it's on both of us.
I would do that.
I just want to be at that parade so freaking bad.
We would go down in history as the greatest Jet fans and New York sports fans. Of all time. Hey, did you hear? Carton and Roberts bought the whole bar drinks.
I'm in. I'll commit to it right now. If the New York Jets win the Super Bowl this year, if the New York Jets win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years.
You buy the drinks, I'll buy the wings.
Done.
Deal?
Done.
If the Jets win the Super Bowl this year, wings and drinks, we'll pick the establishment, are on me and Evan the entire day.
You're damn right.
All right.
And by the way, much smaller group of people, which makes this better. Net fans, Brooklyn Net fans, I got you in Brooklyn.
You're going to take care of the Wings.
No, I'm not. I'm not involved in
that.
How
many Net fans are really going
to? I think the Nets might win the championship this year. I'm not spending money if your team wins the championship.
It's easy to put Wings on the Jets.
By the way, are you bringing in Wings tomorrow?
No.
Friday?
Maybe Friday. I'll have to consider it.
All right. Because the people at Candlelight think you're coming to pick up Wings.
Well, why did you tell them that?
Because I want them.
Why don't you go pick them up?
Because it's nowhere near where I live.
So?
It's on the way for you.
Committed to it.
Yeah. Same thing, two trays. Same two trays. Very nice.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.